Hi, my name is Linda Talaferro, and I help professionals build confidence, understand the value of relationships, strengthen their interpersonal skills, establish executive presence so they can be properly, strongly, robustly positioned for their seat at the table. Whatever your table looks like, I want to help you get that seat. I want to help you get there. So join me each week as I share valuable insights that help you get your seat at the table. And if you want to participate with me in these conversations, I suggest that you head over to my Facebook page at The Tea with Linda. So I look forward to seeing you there. Greetings. It is that time of the week. I know I say that every week. I can't help it, y'all. It's that time of the week, and I love Transformational Tuesdays. Linda Talaferro here, the Tea, the Extra Effort, where I help people get unstuck so they can get a seat at the table. Starting with this Transformational Tuesday, and for the next 7 or 8 weeks, I'm going to be focused on the 8 reasons why you might be stuck and can't get a seat. And this is going to be rooted in executive presence. Now, if you have thrown your name in the hat, and if you have raised your hand for that next level opportunity, you may have gotten direct feedback saying that you lack executive presence. Or if you're in the job search, because I've noticed that recently in the job descriptions, they are starting to be very specific for director level positions, senior manager, VP positions, and stating that they're looking for candidates that possess executive presence. So you may have been told it either when you put your hand up at your company for the next level, or if you're in the interview process and that was a criterion and you didn't get chosen. That was probably one of the reasons why. Or you may have just gotten this vague response, which is 9 times out of 10 what people say when they don't know how to articulate why you didn't get a role or why you're being passed over yet again. You probably got the vague response that says you just aren't ready for a leadership position. And that's usually because they don't see you as a leader. And then you're probably saying, well, what is it that they don't see? Executive presence. Executive presence is something that has to be given to us. People have to see it in you. And then they will say, oh, she's got executive presence, or she just has that thing, that it factor, or he definitely is a leader. I can see it. So with strong, high emotional intelligence coupled with executive presence, you will guarantee to be seen as a leader. And I will tell you, it's definitely something you can acquire. You're not born with it. None of us are born with this stuff. As you've heard me say many a times, we're definitely not born with it, and we're not even taught it in college. But you can acquire it. You can be seen as a leader. It's definitely something that can happen for you. But you're going to have to do the work first, get feedback, and then second, develop a plan, a solid plan that you have accountability, somebody to work with and step you through that plan that you have to establish executive presence. So we're going to kick it off with this Transformational Tuesday with one of the 8 reasons why I believe you might be stuck and you can't get your seat. And that is you're lacking confidence. And not only are you lacking self-confidence, it shows. You're lacking self-confidence and it shows. Let me give you some examples of what I mean by it showing. It's one thing for us to know internally that we don't feel very confident. But it's yet another thing for it to show. One way is when you're speaking to someone and you don't establish eye contact and you don't maintain eye contact. That's a sign of low self-confidence. When you're speaking to people, look them in the eye. Look them directly in the eye and stay engaged. That's how you establish the connection. That's how you say to them, I know what I'm talking about. Or I'm comfortable in this dialogue and debating this topic with you. That establishes a level of self-confidence. But if you're not maintaining eye contact, if you're looking down or you look off and you're talking to someone, shows a lack of confidence. Another one is if you're hesitant to speak up Or you speak very softly, you know, but you speak very softly, or you're hesitant to speak. Even if you're asked a question, you're reserved, you pause, you hesitate, you fumble in your words. That's a sign that you're lacking confidence. One other is showing up small. You're on a team, you're on that team for a reason, but you show up small. You rarely contribute. You probably have valuable things to say, but you're most likely not even speaking. And when you do, someone has to pull it out of you. Or you're in a meeting, you're sitting in the room, and you know that you just thought of something that might shift the dialogue in the direction it needs to go, but you're not going to say it. You're not going to be the one to speak up. That is another sign of lacking self-confidence. I know I may have said this, you may have heard it in other lives that I've done before. If you're on my email list, I know you've seen it. Self-confidence is foundational, and you're going to see it pop up in every aspect of what it takes to be seen as a leader. And it's definitely critical for the executive presence piece. For executive presence to be given to you, for you to be seen as a leader, you have to have self-confidence. If you're not using eye contact, or if you're not speaking up, if you're not showing up strongly, if you're playing small, those are all indications that you don't really believe in yourself and the value that you bring, that you're not confident of your knowledge or input that you're about to share. And it exudes. It comes across clearly. Oh my gosh, she clearly doesn't believe in herself. Where is that confidence? He doesn't have it. There's no way he's a leader. There's no way we can give her that initiative to lead, to take a team globally and drive some impactful change. No, she's not ready. Can't even have a conversation with me where she looks me in the eye. And I've heard other people say the same thing. She's in a meeting and she shrinks. You know, she was on that team that we put her on. And people kept saying, but she's there. We barely know she's there because the only reason why we know it is because she walked in the door. Other than that, she didn't say a word. Low self-confidence, low to no, lacking self-confidence is one of the 8 reasons why you may be stuck. You're not being seen as a leader. Therefore, you're not giving opportunities to lead. And you definitely will not be exuding executive presence, which is critical. It's extremely critical. So if that is you, if there's any aspect of what I just shared with you that is you, even if it's a couple of the ones that I've mentioned, I put a link. I have a download of 10 ways that you can build your self-confidence. It's so critical that you do it. I know there's a lot of books out there, a lot of information, but these are 10 ways that I know that I used, built my confidence years ago, which was foundational to my growth and my career. So it's a free download. Use it. That, remember I told you at the beginning, when you get your feedback, you want to start developing a plan. This download of these 10 ways could be part of your plan to building your self-confidence and knocking out one of these 8 reasons that you might be stuck, killing it totally. Now, I know a lot of you are saying feedback. Who am I going to ask? There's tons of people you can ask, your colleagues, other people that you were on that team with and you shrunk in the room, your boss. You can get a 360. There's many ways to get feedback. Get it, seek it out. People will let you know. They definitely will let you know where they've seen you playing small, or the fact, you know what, every time I do talk to you, kind of don't look at me in the eye. You know, certain other key areas that exude low self-confidence. Get that feedback and then couple it with these 10 steps that are in that free download. Develop a plan. Get one of your peers, someone that you trust, to be your accountability partner. And as you're developing and rolling out your plan of developing your self-confidence and strengthening your self-confidence, they can continue to give you feedback. That's all part of growth. For this Transformational Tuesday, this is the first of the 8 reasons that I'm going to step through in quite detail over the next several weeks. Executive presence is a non-negotiable. Like I said, it's starting to pop up even in job descriptions for director level roles and higher senior level roles. So you want to be seen as a leader. You want to exude executive presence. And the first way to do that is to strengthen your self-confidence. Okay? So make sure you join me next Tuesday when I talk about the second reason why. Second reason why you might be stuck and you're not getting a seat. Because we're going to kill these. By the time we get to the 8th one, you're going to have your plan rock solid. And we're going to kill all these so that you can be seen as the leader that you know that you are.